Welcome to the Online Writing Insider, a podcast designed to give you an edge in the world of written online content. The Online Writing Insider is hosted by HubPages.com, an online writing community where everyday experts publish, share, and earn from their online articles. Hello, and welcome to the first ever episode of Online Writing Insider. I'm Simone Smith, with me is Robin Edmondson, and today we're going to talk about titles, because this is our first ever podcast episode, and titles are the first ever thing that you'll typically see with an online article.
Yeah.
So, Robin, I'm about to write an online article. What is the first thing I should think about when I think about titles?
The first thing you should think about is you want to make a title that is useful. You're going to have a useful topic, right? So you need a topic that people are going to be searching for online. Once you have your topic, you want to think about how people are searching for that topic online, and that is a great place to start with your title.
Oh, very interesting. So if I want to write an article about fly fishing, I shouldn't, you know, immediately decide that it's going to be a very obscure title, like Finding Aquatic Friends on Distant Streams or something, right?
Yeah, no one's going to be searching for that on Google.
So okay.
It's probably a good idea not to title it like that, even though it's a catchy title and it's interesting to your readers. It's going to be very hard for people to find it. So finding a title, we like to say finding a niche title. Again, having a title that's more specific, that people are searching for online. It's a long tail topic, long tail title, which means it's lower volume, less people are searching for it, but you're much more likely to rank on Google and other search engines like Bing if you have a very specific long tail title.
Oh, excellent. Okay, so how does someone find out what people are searching for in Google?
So what people are searching for are called keywords. Keywords are basically what people type into the search bar when they're looking for something on search engines.
Oh.
So to find out what people are searching for, you can go to the Google Keyword Tool. Now, originally this was built for advertisers to find out how to advertise on your web page. But we use it on Hub Pages to see what people are searching for. So
that's pretty smart, isn't it?
The best way to know how to do that is to go to our Learning Center and look at how we show you how to do the Google Keyword Tool. We give you a step-by-step guide. It's a little bit difficult to talk about on a podcast because there's so many different steps.
Sure, yeah.
But if you go to the Hub Pages Learning Center, we have a step-by-step guide. It's really easy to follow. Once you do it once or twice, you'll get it down. It's pretty simple.
Yeah, and it's good that Robin points that out, by the way, because on Hub Pages, we have a ton of really helpful online resources. And to be honest, there aren't a whole lot of online writers that use the Google AdWords Keyword Tool because, like she pointed out, it's an advertising tool, and we're kind of using it in a very creative and interesting way, which is fun.
Yeah.
It's kind of edgy. Okay, so
but it's worth using, and it's worth spending a few minutes. We don't recommend you spending a lot of time on
it. Yeah,
yeah. But spend a couple minutes, see what people are searching for. It also gives you ideas of what other things you might want to include in the body of your hub. And it tells you, say you're doing a hub on fly fishing, maybe it'll talk about different types of flies that you want, that people are searching for, and you can add those into your hub, or places that have the best fly fishing, those sort of things that give you some ideas on what else to cover in your hub.
Right, yeah. I've had certain times when I've typed stuff into the Google Keyword Tool and found that a lot of people are searching for things that give me even more examples of hubs that or articles online. We call them hubs on Hub Pages that we might want to write in the future. So sometimes I'll search for, you know, I'm writing a chocolate cake recipe, but then I'll see that a lot of people just happen to be searching for dark chocolate raspberry ice cream or something of that sort. And then I think, oh, well, I really like that subject. I'll write an article about that too. So it using this keyword tool to help research titles doesn't just help for making sure that your article will be found online when people are searching for it, but it also ensures that you'll have lots more ideas of things to write about. It's almost like being able to see the future, because when you're writing offline, when you're just writing articles, you have to find a captive audience, or, you know, sometimes you don't know if people will be interested. When you write online, you have this almost magical, it seems to me, ability to know what people are actually interested in. And you can see that in a numerical way.
Yeah.
Which is fascinating. I mean, for me, just being able to have this idea of what people are thinking about and searching for, it teaches you a lot about culture and current events and all sorts of things that you wouldn't really expect.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point. The other aspect I think that Hubber should think about is putting a couple keywords within their title, so that a couple keyword phrases. So, for example, if you're going to write a hub on how to make chocolate cake, so you could have a hub title that says, "How to make chocolate cake: colon, the best raspberry chocolate cake recipes with vanilla frosting."
So
you have a couple keywords in there that people might find your hub on how to make chocolate cake, but they also might find it on how to make raspberry chocolate cake.
Yeah, so you're essentially expanding your audience.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah, that's a really good point. And sometimes also one of our fellow workers here at HubPages points out that sometimes it helps to add, you know, a step-by-step guide with videos or with photos, so that when people see your article or your hub, if you're writing on HubPages, in search results, they actually know what they're getting.
Yeah.
Because as we've all known, sometimes you'll click on a link and it's just awful. Yeah. And I mean, just anything that gives potential readers more information of what they'll be getting, you know, sort of giving them a sneak peek of what's inside the package, like, they're more likely to actually look. And I think that's a final thing to keep in mind when writing titles for online articles, is that just like with newspaper titles, they do still need to be alluring. And that's one thing where, you know, we really say a newspaper or a magazine article's title is so different from something online, because online it has to be clear, it has to be illustrative, it has to tell people what the article is all about, whereas, you know, newspaper articles might be very obscure and they're a mystery you have to figure out. But still, both have to be very interesting, because otherwise you're not going to get readers at all.
There's a lot of competition out there.
Yeah, yeah. So it can't just be search friendly. It can't just be, you know, indicative of what's in the article. It has to be alluring and interesting.
Yes, and a lot of keywords just mangled together.
Oh, I know. Who's going to click on that?
No one will ever click on that.
Yeah, and so a lot of people make that mistake, too. They think, well, if I just pack in like a whole string of different keywords, I'm guaranteed to get traffic.
You probably get very little.
Yeah, and it's also bad writing. Who wants that attached to their online writing legacy? And the final thing, too, is that, I mean, Google isn't the only source of readers for people. More and more people are getting readers online because people are sharing articles on Twitter or on Facebook.
Yes.
And on those sites, yeah, it matters a lot less how search-friendly your title is and more how interesting it is. Mm-hmm. So you do have to keep in mind the entertainment value for social network sharing.
Exactly.
So that's that final little... Oh gosh, there's so much in a title.
Yes.
And that's not even about anything in the body of the article.
Make sure they're specific and useful hubs, and you should be successful.
Yeah. Good luck titling things.